The Social Contract. By Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Social Contract, written by Jean-Jacques Rousseau in 1762, is a treatise on the nature of political authority and the legitimacy of government. Rousseau argues that the only legitimate form of government is one that is based on the consent of the governed, and that the only way to ensure this is through a social contract. He argues that the social contract is a voluntary agreement between the people and the government, in which the people give up some of their natural rights in exchange for the protection and benefits of the government. Rousseau also argues that the government should be based on the general will of the people, and that it should be limited in its power and scope. He further argues that the government should be accountable to the people, and that it should be based on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. Rousseau's ideas had a profound influence on the development of modern democracy and the concept of human rights. Rousseau begins by discussing the state of nature, which he defines as a state of freedom and independence. He argues that in this state, people are free to pursue their own interests and that they are not subject to any external authority. He then argues that the state of nature is not a desirable state, as it is characterized by insecurity and instability. He argues that in order to achieve a more secure and stable state, people must enter into a social contract. Rousseau then discusses the nature of the social contract. He argues that the social contract is a voluntary agreement between the people and the government, in which the people give up some of their natural rights in exchange for the protection and benefits of the government. He argues that the government should be based on the general will of the people, and that it should be limited in its power and scope. He further argues that the government should be accountable to the people, and that it should be based on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. Rousseau then discusses the implications of the social contract. He argues that the social contract is the only legitimate form of government, and that it is the only way to ensure that the government is based on the consent of the governed. He also argues that the government should be limited in its power and scope, and that it should be accountable to the people. Finally, he argues that the government should be based on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. The Social Contract is a seminal work in the history of political thought, and its ideas have had a profound influence on the development of modern democracy and the concept of human rights. Rousseau's ideas about the social contract and the legitimacy of government have been widely discussed and debated, and they continue to be relevant today. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The social contract is an agreement between the people and the government, in which the people give up some of their freedoms in exchange for protection and security. Idea summary. The social contract is a concept proposed by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, which suggests that individuals give up some of their freedoms in exchange for protection and security from the government. The social contract is a concept proposed by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, which suggests that individuals give up some of their freedoms in exchange for protection and security from the government. Rousseau argued that in order for a society to be successful, it must be based on a contract between the people and the government. This contract would ensure that the government would protect the people and their rights, while the people would give up some of their freedoms in order to be protected. Rousseau believed that this contract was necessary for a society to be successful, as it would ensure that the government was accountable to the people and that the people had a say in how the government was run. Rousseau argued that the social contract was a necessary part of a successful society, as it would ensure that the government was accountable to the people and that the people had a say in how the government was run. He believed that the social contract was the only way to ensure that the government was acting in the best interests of the people, and that it was the only way to ensure that the people had a say in how the government was run. Rousseau argued that the social contract was the only way to ensure that the government was acting in the best interests of the people, and that it was the only way to ensure that the people had a say in how the government was run. Main idea number 2. The government should be based on the general will of the people, and should be designed to promote the common good. Idea summary. Rousseau argues that the government should be based on the general will of the people, and should be designed to promote the common good of all citizens. Rousseau argues that the government should be based on the general will of the people, and should be designed to promote the common good of all citizens. He believes that the government should be a reflection of the collective will of the people, and should be designed to ensure that the interests of all citizens are taken into account. Rousseau also argues that the government should be accountable to the people, and should be designed to ensure that the people have a say in the decisions that are made. He believes that the government should be a tool for the people to use to ensure that their interests are represented and protected. Rousseau also argues that the government should be designed to ensure that the people are able to exercise their rights and freedoms, and that the government should be a protector of the people's rights and freedoms. Finally, Rousseau argues that the government should be designed to ensure that the people are able to live in peace and harmony, and that the government should be a force for good in society. Main idea number 3. The government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract, which is an agreement between the people and the government that outlines the rights and responsibilities of each party. According to Rousseau, the government should not be allowed to violate the rights of the people, as this would be a breach of the social contract. He believes that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority. Rousseau also argues that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. He believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot infringe on the rights of the people and should be held accountable for its actions. Main idea number 4. The people should have the right to overthrow a government that does not serve their interests. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the people should have the right to overthrow a government that does not serve their interests, as this would be a violation of the social contract. In his book The Social Contract, Jean-Jacques Rousseau argues that the people should have the right to overthrow a government that does not serve their interests. He believes that this is a fundamental right of the people, as it is a violation of the social contract and a government fails to serve the interests of its citizens. Rousseau argues that the people have the right to resist a government that does not serve their interests, and that they should not be bound to a government that does not protect their rights and freedoms. He believes that the people should be able to overthrow a government that does not serve their interests, and that they should be able to choose a new government that will better serve their interests. Rousseau argues that the people should be able to exercise their right to overthrow a government that does not serve their interests, and that this is a fundamental right of the people. Main idea number 5. The government should be accountable to the people and should be subject to the rule of law. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be accountable to the people and should be subject to the rule of law, as this would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. Rousseau believes that the government should be accountable to the people and should be subject to the rule of law. He argues that this is necessary in order to ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. He believes that the government should be held to the same standards as the people, and that it should be subject to the same laws and regulations. This would ensure that the government is not abusing its power or acting in a way that is detrimental to the people. Rousseau also believes that the government should be transparent and open to public scrutiny, so that the people can hold it accountable for its actions. Rousseau argues that the government should be held to the same standards as the people, and that it should be subject to the same laws and regulations. This would ensure that the government is not abusing its power or acting in a way that is detrimental to the people. He believes that the government should be transparent and open to public scrutiny, so that the people can hold it accountable for its actions. Rousseau also believes that the government should be held to the same standards of justice and fairness as the people, and that it should be subject to the same laws and regulations. This would ensure that the government is not acting in a way that is detrimental to the people. Rousseau's idea of government accountability is an important one, as it ensures that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. It also ensures that the government is held to the same standards of justice and fairness as the people, and that it is subject to the same laws and regulations. This would ensure that the government is not abusing its power or acting in a way that is detrimental to the people. Rousseau's idea of government accountability is an important one, as it ensures that the government is acting in the best interests of the people and is held to the same standards of justice and fairness as the people. Main idea number 6. The government should be based on the principles of equality and justice. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the government should be based on the principles of equality and justice, as this would ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. Rousseau argues that the government should be based on the principles of equality and justice. He believes that this is the only way to ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. He argues that the government should be structured in such a way that it is accountable to the people, and that it should be designed to protect the rights of all citizens. He also believes that the government should be based on the rule of law, and that it should be designed to promote the common good of all citizens. He further argues that the government should be based on the principles of democracy, and that it should be designed to ensure that all citizens have a say in the decisions that affect them. Finally, he believes that the government should be based on the principles of liberty, and that it should be designed to ensure that all citizens have the freedom to pursue their own interests. Rousseau's ideas about the government being based on the principles of equality and justice are still relevant today. In many countries, governments are still structured in such a way that they are accountable to the people, and that they are designed to protect the rights of all citizens. Additionally, governments are still based on the rule of law, and they are designed to promote the common good of all citizens. Furthermore, governments are still based on the principles of democracy, and they are designed to ensure that all citizens have a say in the decisions that affect them. Finally, governments are still based on the principles of liberty, and they are designed to ensure that all citizens have the freedom to pursue their own interests. Rousseau's ideas about the government being based on the principles of equality and justice are still relevant today, and they are essential for ensuring that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. By ensuring that governments are structured in such a way that they are accountable to the people, and that they are designed to protect the rights of all citizens, governments can ensure that all citizens have a say in the decisions that affect them, and that they have the freedom to pursue their own interests. Main idea number 7. The government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract, which is an agreement between the people and the government that outlines the rights and responsibilities of each party. According to Rousseau, the government should not be allowed to violate the rights of the people, as this would be a breach of the social contract. He believes that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority. Rousseau also argues that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. He believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot infringe on the rights of the people and should be held accountable for its actions. Main idea number 8. The people should have the right to participate in the government and to have a say in the decisions that are made. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the people should have the right to participate in the government and to have a say in the decisions that are made, as this would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. Rousseau argues that the people should have the right to participate in the government and to have a say in the decisions that are made. He believes that this is the only way to ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. He argues that the people should be able to elect representatives who will act on their behalf and make decisions that reflect the will of the people. He also believes that the people should have the right to hold their representatives accountable for their actions and to be able to remove them from office if they are not acting in the best interests of the people. Rousseau also argues that the people should have the right to vote on laws and policies that affect them, as this would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. Rousseau believes that the people should have the right to participate in the government and to have a say in the decisions that are made in order to ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. He argues that the people should be able to elect representatives who will act on their behalf and make decisions that reflect the will of the people. He also believes that the people should have the right to hold their representatives accountable for their actions and to be able to remove them from office if they are not acting in the best interests of the people. Rousseau also argues that the people should have the right to vote on laws and policies that affect them, as this would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. Main idea number 9. The government should be based on the principles of liberty and freedom. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of liberty and freedom, as this would ensure that all citizens are able to exercise their rights and freedoms. Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of liberty and freedom. He argues that this is the only way to ensure that all citizens are able to exercise their rights and freedoms. He believes that the government should be structured in such a way that it respects the rights of all citizens, and that it should be based on the principles of equality and justice. He also believes that the government should be accountable to the people, and that it should be transparent in its decision-making processes. Rousseau argues that the government should be a reflection of the people, and that it should be responsive to their needs and desires. He believes that the government should be a protector of the people, and that it should be a source of stability and security. Finally, Rousseau believes that the government should be a source of progress and prosperity, and that it should be a force for good in society. Main idea number 10. The government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract, which is an agreement between the people and the government that outlines the rights and responsibilities of each party. According to Rousseau, the government should not be allowed to violate the rights of the people, as this would be a breach of the social contract. He argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. Rousseau also argues that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be subject to the rule of law and should not be allowed to act arbitrarily or without due process. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should not be allowed to act in a way that is detrimental to the people. He believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. In conclusion, Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract and should be held accountable for its actions. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. He also believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. Main idea number 11. The government should be based on the principles of democracy and should be accountable to the people. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of democracy and should be accountable to the people, as this would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of democracy and should be accountable to the people. He argues that this is the only way to ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. He believes that the government should be a reflection of the will of the people, and that it should be held accountable to the people for its actions. He also believes that the government should be transparent and open to public scrutiny, so that the people can be sure that their interests are being served. Rousseau also argues that the government should be limited in its power, so that it cannot abuse its authority and oppress the people. He believes that the government should be subject to the rule of law, and that it should be held to the same standards as the people it governs. Finally, Rousseau believes that the government should be responsive to the needs of the people, and should be willing to make changes when necessary. In sum, Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of democracy and should be accountable to the people. He believes that this is the only way to ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people, and that it should be transparent, limited in its power, subject to the rule of law, and responsive to the needs of the people. Main idea number 12. The government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract, which is an agreement between the people and the government that outlines the rights and responsibilities of each party. According to Rousseau, the government should not be allowed to violate the rights of the people, as this would be a breach of the social contract. He argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. Rousseau also argues that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be subject to the rule of law and should not be allowed to act arbitrarily or without due process. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should not be allowed to act in a way that is detrimental to the people. He believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. In conclusion, Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract and should be held accountable for its actions. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. He also believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. Main idea number 13. The government should be based on the principles of equality and should treat all citizens equally. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of equality and should treat all citizens equally, as this would ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of equality and should treat all citizens equally. He argues that this is the only way to ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally, regardless of their social class, race, gender, or any other factor. He believes that this is the only way to ensure that all citizens have the same rights and opportunities, and that no one is discriminated against or treated unfairly. He also believes that this is the only way to ensure that the government is accountable to its citizens, and that it is not used as a tool of oppression or exploitation. Rousseau argues that a government based on the principles of equality is the only way to ensure that all citizens are treated with respect and dignity, and that their rights and freedoms are protected. Rousseau also believes that a government based on the principles of equality is the only way to ensure that the government is responsive to the needs of its citizens. He argues that a government that is not based on the principles of equality will be more likely to ignore the needs of its citizens, and will be more likely to act in its own interests rather than in the interests of its citizens. He believes that a government based on the principles of equality will be more likely to listen to the voices of its citizens, and to act in their best interests. Rousseau's ideas about the government being based on the principles of equality have been influential in the development of modern democracies. His ideas have been used to shape the constitutions of many countries, and to ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. His ideas have also been used to ensure that the government is accountable to its citizens, and that it is not used as a tool of oppression or exploitation. Main idea number 14. The government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract, which is an agreement between the people and the government that outlines the rights and responsibilities of each party. According to Rousseau, the government should not be allowed to violate the rights of the people, as this would be a breach of the social contract. He argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. Rousseau also argues that the government should be limited in its power in order to protect the rights of the people. He believes that the government should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. He argues that the government should be held to a higher standard and should not be allowed to act in a way that is detrimental to the people. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority and oppress the people. In conclusion, Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract and should be held accountable for its actions. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. He also believes that the government should be limited in its power in order to protect the rights of the people and should not be allowed to act in a way that is detrimental to the people. Main idea number 15. The government should be based on the principles of justice and should ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of justice and should ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally, as this would ensure that all citizens are treated with respect and dignity. Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of justice and should ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. He argues that this is the only way to ensure that all citizens are treated with respect and dignity. He believes that justice should be the foundation of any government, and that it should be applied to all citizens regardless of their social status, wealth, or any other factor. He also believes that the government should be accountable to the people, and that it should be transparent in its decision-making processes. Furthermore, he believes that the government should be responsive to the needs of its citizens, and should strive to ensure that all citizens have access to the same opportunities and resources. Finally, Rousseau believes that the government should be held to the highest standards of integrity and should be held accountable for any wrongdoings. In conclusion, Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of justice and should ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equally. He believes that this is the only way to ensure that all citizens are treated with respect and dignity, and that the government should be held to the highest standards of integrity. He also believes that the government should be accountable to the people, and that it should be transparent in its decision-making processes. Finally, he believes that the government should be responsive to the needs of its citizens, and should strive to ensure that all citizens have access to the same opportunities and resources. Main idea number 16. The government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract, which is an agreement between the people and the government that outlines the rights and responsibilities of each party. According to Rousseau, the government should not be allowed to violate the rights of the people, as this would be a breach of the social contract. He argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. Rousseau also argues that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be subject to the rule of law and should not be allowed to act arbitrarily or without due process. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should not be allowed to act in a way that is detrimental to the people. He believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. In conclusion, Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract and should be held accountable for its actions. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. He also believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. Main idea number 17. The government should be based on the principles of representation and should ensure that all citizens are represented in the government. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of representation and should ensure that all citizens are represented in the government, as this would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of representation. This means that the government should be structured in such a way that all citizens are represented in the government. This would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people, as it would be accountable to the people it represents. Rousseau also believes that the government should be structured in such a way that it is able to respond to the needs of the people. This would ensure that the government is able to address the needs of the people in a timely and effective manner. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be structured in such a way that it is able to protect the rights of the people. This would ensure that the government is able to protect the rights of the people and ensure that they are not violated. Finally, Rousseau believes that the government should be structured in such a way that it is able to promote the common good. This would ensure that the government is able to promote the interests of the people and ensure that the people are able to live in a safe and prosperous society. Main idea number 18. The government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract, which is an agreement between the people and the government that outlines the rights and responsibilities of each party. According to Rousseau, the government should not be allowed to violate the rights of the people, as this would be a breach of the social contract. He argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. Rousseau also argues that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be subject to the rule of law and should not be allowed to act arbitrarily or without due process. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should not be allowed to act in a way that is detrimental to the people. He believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. In conclusion, Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract and should be held accountable for its actions. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. He also believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. Main idea number 19. The government should be based on the principles of transparency and should ensure that all citizens are informed about the decisions that are being made. Idea summary: Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of transparency and should ensure that all citizens are informed about the decisions that are being made, as this would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people. Rousseau believes that the government should be based on the principles of transparency and should ensure that all citizens are informed about the decisions that are being made. This would ensure that the government is acting in the best interests of the people, rather than in the interests of a select few. Transparency would also help to ensure that the government is held accountable for its actions, as citizens would be able to see how their money is being spent and how their rights are being protected. Furthermore, transparency would help to ensure that the government is not abusing its power, as citizens would be able to see how decisions are being made and how laws are being enforced. Finally, transparency would help to ensure that the government is acting in a fair and equitable manner, as citizens would be able to see how decisions are being made and how resources are being allocated. In order to ensure that the government is based on the principles of transparency, Rousseau suggests that the government should make sure that all citizens are informed about the decisions that are being made. This could be done through the use of public meetings, newspapers, and other forms of media. Furthermore, Rousseau suggests that the government should make sure that all citizens have access to the same information, so that they can make informed decisions about the government's actions. Finally, Rousseau suggests that the government should make sure that all citizens have the opportunity to participate in the decision-making process, so that they can have a say in how their government is run. Main idea number 20. The government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. Idea summary: Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people, as this would be a violation of the social contract. Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract, which is an agreement between the people and the government that outlines the rights and responsibilities of each party. According to Rousseau, the government should not be allowed to violate the rights of the people, as this would be a breach of the social contract. He argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should be limited in its power so that it cannot abuse its authority. Furthermore, Rousseau believes that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. Rousseau also argues that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be subject to the rule of law and should not be allowed to act arbitrarily or without due process. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be held accountable for its actions and should not be allowed to act in a way that is detrimental to the people. He believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights. In conclusion, Rousseau argues that the government should be limited in its power and should not be allowed to infringe on the rights of the people. He believes that the government should be bound by the social contract and should be held accountable for its actions. Furthermore, Rousseau argues that the government should be transparent and accountable to the people, and should not be allowed to act in secret or without the consent of the people. He also believes that the government should be limited in its power so that it cannot oppress the people or take away their rights.